Hello there, my babe. Welcome back. Whether you are listening on the podcast or watching on YouTube, don't forget to like and subscribe, share this with a friend, leave all the comments, all the things that will help this reach more people and help more people. This is going to be an audio-only video simply because I didn't feel like recording myself today. I just wanted to talk and be a little bit more casual with the conversation. Today we're talking about creating a content strategy, specifically with the time and resources you have available. So when you have decided that you want to build some kind of online presence, maybe you're doing this because you want to become an influencer, maybe you're doing this because you want to share some kind of knowledge with the world, maybe you're doing this because you want to start your own business, you want to create separate streams of income that don't have to do with your regular job. Maybe you don't like your regular job. Maybe you're a stay-at-home mom and you want to have another source of income or a way to earn money from your hobbies and passions. Whatever your intention is, whatever your purpose is, if you are building some kind of online audience, whether it's on Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, you're going to have a content strategy. All right, you can go on here and post randomly whenever you want, whatever kind of content you want, and you know, just post your personality. That's an option. A lot of people do that. But if you're trying to monetize in some way, it's not really the most effective use of your time to just post whatever you want whenever you want. Now, I talk more about creating a specific content strategy and launching your own online business from scratch in the Divinely Compensated course. So if that's something you're interested in, then it's going to be linked in the description for you. Right now, I'm going to be talking specifically about optimizing your content strategy. I'm going to go over a few mistakes that I've made, a few random tips. Feel free to apply this in whatever way you want. Again, this is mainly for people wanting to monetize their content. If you're just posting for fun, then it's really unlikely that you're going to need a content strategy because you don't want to have any type of goal. You're not trying to earn money, so you don't really need to have a strategy. So I'm going to use myself as a case study because obviously I already know what I did. I already know what's working for me. I already know what my intentions and goals are. So I'm just going to give you some examples to kind of demonstrate my points. I transitioned into being a full-time content creator probably August, September of 2023. At the time that I'm recording this video, it is May of 2024. So it's been quite a while. It hasn't been that long, but it's been several months since I started doing this full time. And even before then, I had already been kind of doing it as a hobby. I just hadn't really monetized as much as I wanted to monetize, obviously. When I first started full time, I was completely overwhelmed because I had been used to doing this as a hobby without any kind of intention or strategy. I had just been posting for fun, right? Like most people. So I didn't really understand how to grow an audience. I didn't understand how to create a content strategy, you know, how to optimize my time creating content. I just figured that, okay, just create as much content as you possibly can. Since I was doing it full time, I didn't have another job that I had to go to. Then it was easy for me to experiment with a lot of different styles and play around with it for a long time. And the more that I learned, the more I realized that the more specific your strategy is and the more authentic that strategy is to what your business purpose or what your personal purpose is, the easier it's going to be to reach and build a very specific audience that is going to be interested in what you are selling. If you're like me and you have a million different hobbies and passions and interests, then hearing this gives you alarm bells in your mind because you're like, no, I have so many interests. I like doing this and this. I like posting about this and this. I don't want to niche down. I don't want to have a specific thing. Like, I want to be a lifestyle content creator. I highly suggest you experiment with creating different types of content when you're first starting off, because even though you may have a lot of passions, there's only going to be a couple that you really actually enjoy making content about. So for me, I started off as a lifestyle content creator. I started vlogging everything, and I realized that even though I liked posting about certain topics and certain things, I didn't want to be just a lifestyle content creator because I didn't enjoy creating lifestyle content about my life, right? Like, I didn't enjoy recording my whole day or my whole week and creating vlogs and, you know, high quality edits. Like, I didn't enjoy that. I enjoyed having the content creator lifestyle, but I'm not the type of person that wants to actively document every single thing. Now, obviously, you can have specific boundaries as a creator, so you don't have to do that. But for me, I thought, okay, I'm a lifestyle creator. I need to post my lifestyle. I have a lifestyle that other people would want, and I have tips, and I can make it look aesthetic, but it's honestly draining for me to record everything, edit everything. It's not what I want to be talking about. And I learned that when I was talking about topics like personal growth or giving advice, people seemed to respond to that content better. And it also took me way less time to make. So I could sit here and make a vlog, you know, that'll take me like a week to record everything and then another few days to edit everything and make it beautiful, make it clean. Or I could sit in my car and talk about my insights, what I've learned, you know, lessons, advice, spiritual topics, whatever. I could sit in my car and talk about that for 15 to 30 minutes, and that content will get more views, more engagement, and it will lead to me making more sales. So when you are creating content for the purpose of earning money or for the purpose of building a brand, you need to be very, very specific as to what kind of content you're going to create and what you're going to spend your time doing. Because if you're like me and you have, you know, 8 hours of the day to work on this, like you do it full time, then you can play around with trying different things and you can waste a little bit of time because you have all day. But if you're currently working at a different job or you have other responsibilities that take up a lot of time out of your day, then you're not going to have all day to play around with making different kinds of content. You're going to need, you know, to set aside maybe 30 minutes a day, maybe an hour a day while you're building your brand before you can do it full time. So the best question you can ask yourself is, what kind of content and on what kind of platform do I get the most return for the lowest time and energy investment? So as I showed you in my example, you know, me sitting in my car talking about my advice or talking about my insights for 15 minutes and then taking another 30 minutes to, you know, clip the video down, clean it up a little bit. It doesn't have to be too crazy in editing, just something very simple. That gets me a higher return than me spending almost 2 weeks documenting a super complicated vlog, and I don't even enjoy the process of doing that. I actually enjoy the process of sitting in my car and talking to people, but I don't enjoy the process of documenting my entire week and then editing that and packaging it up into a vlog. So in this situation, what I like to do is actually the thing that provides the highest return. Now, you can look at this from an energetic standpoint and say, oh, okay, well, doing the things that you enjoy are going to provide the highest return, because those are the things that you put in the most effort to. Those are the things that people can see how much you enjoy what you're doing, and so they enjoy it too. So look to the things that you enjoy the most first. Experiment with the things that come easy to you first, and then from there, narrow down the specific types of content that actually bring in the most eyes and actually bring in the most of an audience that has to do with what you're selling. Because if you're posting a random meme about your dog and it gets 1 million views, but your business has nothing to do with animals, it has nothing to do with any of that, people can't pay you from that entertainment, right? Then what's the point? You basically wasted the views on something that has nothing to do with your business. So creating content that can always tie back to what you're selling or the way that you're trying to earn money or help the world, that is a main focus for you. Don't waste your time posting all this like personal life content unless you're trying to be a lifestyle content creator. And if you're trying to be a content creator that does lifestyle and posts about your personal life and everything, you have to understand that you need to give people a reason to care about that. So if you're a lifestyle content creator, people are following you because they want to live your lifestyle. So you're probably going to be monetizing off of affiliate links or selling the things that you use every day to maintain that lifestyle or to live that lifestyle. Maybe clothes, fashion, skincare, different restaurants in your area, different nightlife experiences. Okay, figure out what your interests are. Figure out what you actually like to create, what you actually like to film and edit. Figure out the platforms that get the most reaction from you. And then after experimentation, figure out the kinds of content that give you the highest possible return. Okay? Once you know the kind of content that gives you the most engagement, the kind of content that resonates with your specific audience the most, from there, then you're going to focus on optimizing your content. So what does this mean exactly? Well, when you post a video and you don't have any call to actions, you don't have an engaging caption, you're not selling anything, you're not promoting anything, you're just posting a random video with no text, no nothing, people may enjoy it, it may go viral, but it's not optimized because you're not using the views to sell something or to promote something or to teach something in a way that will retain your audience. So maybe you want them to follow you. Maybe you want them to buy your product. Maybe you want them to say something in the comments, right? These are all call to actions that need to be integrated into your content automatically. So in the content itself, you can have text on screen, or you can physically say your call to actions like, oh, share this with your friend. Download my thing in the link in my description, in the link in the bio. All these different call to actions. In my personal example, right, I look at some videos, some reels that I made a while back that have gone viral for me. And I, looking back at them, I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm so dumb. Why didn't I include a call to action? So now all these views I'm getting on this video, all these people liking it, commenting, they don't know where to go from there. So had I simply included, oh, if you like this video, you know, click here for more, or download this thing if you want to learn more about this topic, blah, blah, blah. I didn't include those call to actions. I didn't optimize my content for sales. So I was just posting the content and it was entertaining and people liked it, but they didn't know where to go from there. They didn't know that there was another option to engage with me, to do something more, something deeper. So whatever your content strategy is, whatever kinds of content you're posting, you want to make sure that you are optimizing each and every single thing. So you're giving people the opportunity to buy from you. You're informing them and reminding them that there's something for them that they can get from you. I could keep talking about this topic forever, but I'm going to leave you with that, okay? If you're interested in getting the full in-depth training on how to launch your passion-driven online business from scratch, from zero, no experience, then I invite you to join the Divinely Compensated course. It's linked in the description. This audio will also be linked in the course for the members that are already in there. Again, it's just adding more information to the full picture of what I already taught in the course. If you're not interested in joining any courses, you just want to chat with someone one-on-one and get specific advice for your situation, you can apply for the bundles that have long-term training programs. So with that being said, feel free to go binge watch the rest of my free content, and I'll see you in the next one. Bye.